Welcome, friends, to another broadcast of Morsels for Zion's Poor.
The Lord has instructed His followers not to have fellowship with the unfruitful works of darkness. And on a practical note, which manifests that exact same principle, that believers should not enter into any partnerships or marriages with unbelievers. Be ye not unequally yoked together with unbelievers. For what fellowship hath righteousness with unrighteousness? And what communion hath light with darkness? And what concord hath Christ with Belial? Or what part hath he that believeth with an infidel? And what agreement hath the temple of God with idols? For ye are the temple of the living God. As God has said, I will dwell in them and walk in them, and I will be their God, and they shall be my people. Wherefore come out from among them, and be ye separate, saith the Lord. The Lord has given this instruction in order to illustrate the fact that He has a chosen people which are not of this world, even though they are in it for a season. Yet all the while that they are in this world, their bodies are the temple of the Holy Ghost, and as such are set apart in the midst of it by the operation of His Spirit working in them both to will and to do of His good pleasure. Thus John reminds his hearers, love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. If any man love the world, the love of the Father is not in him. These are strong and flesh-withering words which manifest the difference between those who are chosen of God and those who are not. If ye were of the world would love his own. But because ye are not of the world, but I have chosen you out of the world, therefore the world hateth you. Know ye not that the friendship of the world is enmity with God? Whosoever therefore will be a friend of the world is the enemy of God. The religion of the flesh is the same in all cultures and nations. Man by nature has devised many means and methods by which he assumes he might approach unto God. Yet there is only one acceptable fashion in which the true and living God has revealed that he will be worshipped. But the hour cometh, and now is, when the true worshippers shall worship the Father in spirit and in truth. For the Father seeketh such to worship him. God is a spirit, and they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. While there is only one fashion in which a man might truly worship God, there is also only one way in which a man can be made to approach unto him, who only hath immortality dwelling in the light to which no man can approach unto, whom no man hath seen nor can see, to whom be honor and power everlasting. The Lord alone can give a man that privilege, and he can in no wise devise a method of his own. Jesus saith unto him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. No man can come to me except the Father which has sent me draw him. Shechem, the son of Hamor, thought that he had the right and ability to join himself unto the people of God. Dinah appeared beautiful in his sight, and he took her by his own power and joined himself to her. It is not unusual that some religious men should be outwardly attracted to the gospel. There have been false believers, apostles, and teachers in every age. Paul said that we should not marvel at such. Shechem and his whole tribe were willing to adopt the religious practices of the nation of Israel, and did even submit themselves to the pain and suffering of circumcision, just as religious men are often willing to make great sacrifices, thinking thereby to enhance their standing in the kingdom of God, or at the very least to gain blessings thereby. Shechem's whole purpose was self-centered and self-serving. Though he was enamored with Dinah, he sought not her glory, nor her benefit, but rather his own. His longing was totally unlike the desire of Job, who said, though he slay me, yet will I trust him, and not akin to the joy of Peter and James, who were rejoicing that they were counted worthy to suffer shame for his name. The religious men of this world glory in their teachers, doctrines, traditions, and numbers, but the followers of Christ are those who seek only his glory. As Paul said, but God forbid that I should glory save in the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom the world is crucified unto me and I unto the world. May he ever increase, and all of our names and exploits be forgotten. We are unworthy of the least of his mercies. Shechem's destruction was sudden and without remedy, as the elder brothers of Dinah arose to defend her honor and slay the wicked. So too shall Christ return in the last day, in flaming fire taking vengeance on them that know not God, and that obey not the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. Our elder brother has already demonstrated this resolve, as he has restored the honor of his beloved sister and spouse by conquering her enemies, bearing her sins, and imputing his perfect righteousness to her. She stands before the throne of a holy God as a chaste virgin, without spot or blemish. She has no accusers and is without condemnation.
If you would like a free transcript of this broadcast, email us at forthepoor@windstream.net.